Well, a good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I may have mentioned this before, but I got a call yesterday from one of my longest friends in life. We've known each other for more than 60 years, whose wife has been suffering that horrible disease of ALS. He called me weeping because they finally put her in hospice. And though we've talked many times about her troubles in this disease, it's the first time he wept. That conversation, the experience of that conversation, brought me to a passage in the Gospels found in the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter, and I want to go through it today. It is a chapter about faith, not belief. I don't know how many times over these multiplied years we have said that faith is more than belief, that faithing is more than believing. The King James has done a disservice to the Word of God in that it translated that Greek word pisteo, a verb, into the English language using the word believe. And that's not it. Faith in the language of Scripture is an action based upon a belief sustained by confidence. And what God calls faith is acting on His word, on His promises, as though they are more real than anything that life may bring that seems to conflict with the Word of God. Now, with that introduction, let's go to that 11th chapter of the Gospel of John. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary which anointed the Lord with the ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus is the subject of what's being glorified in this passage. That the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister, and Lazarus. I just want you to understand this word, loved, here. You know, there's, in the Greek, there's three words for love. There's eros, from which we get that word, fleshly love. And there's phileo, that's brotherly love. You know, you scratch your back, I'll scratch mine. And then there's agapao. And that's the word being used here. And the word means not willing to live without the object towards which this love is expressed. That's God's love. And when he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then, after that, he saith to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late have sought to stone thee. And goest thou thither again? Are you going there again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad, Jesus said. He just said, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there with the intent that ye might believe. Nevertheless, let us go. The word being translated here is pisteo. It's a verb. It should have been translated with the intent that ye may faith. We need to put in our English language a verb to faith. And hopefully, as we go through the rest of these verses, it might become clear of the relationship that God has gifted his people with. That is, by grace are we saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. I was at dinner the other night, and they were getting ready for some kind of Bible study, and somebody was posing a question to be discussed. Is faith an individual choice? No! It's a gift of God! Actually, what they said was, is belief an individual choice? They got the understanding, the definition, all messed up. And it's messed up by translators who lessened the impact of the Greek word by translating it believe instead of to faith. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, with the intent that ye may faith. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us go that we may die with him. There's that doubting Thomas personality coming out. Then, when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs. That's about 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to you. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha says, you know, you think you're telling me something, Jesus? Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus stopped her right there and said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Now read the King James and then correct it. That he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now let me give you from the Greek. I, Jesus, said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that's faithing in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and is faithing in me shall never die. Are you faithing in this? These are participial words in the Greek. They're active. It's ongoing. Faithing. And she saith unto him, yea, Lord, I faith that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the master's come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard, that is Mary, she rose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, get this picture, the Jews then that were with her, that is Mary, in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out and followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him. And she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus, therefore, saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit, was troubled, and said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Shortest verse of the Bible. I just share this continuing revelation of God, of His Son to us. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are. Yet he was without sin." His faith was continuous. Then said the Jews, seeing Jesus weeping, "Behold, look at that, how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" And Jesus, therefore, again groaned in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh." For behold, he has been dead 4 days. Jesus was in the tomb 3 days, because in the fourth, corruption would set in. And there's a promise of God to his Son in Scripture: "Thou shalt not see corruption." And Jesus saith unto her, "Said not I unto thee that if thou wouldest believe faith, that thou should see the glory of God?" Way back in that fourth verse of this same chapter, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me," that they might faith, pistuen, that derivative of that word believe, it has to do with the grammar. We're not teaching grammar today, we're teaching from the original Greek, that they might faith that thou hast sent me. Jesus didn't need to say this out loud. He and his Father were communicating all the time. He said that you hear me always. He said it for the sake of the people, that they might faith that God, our Father, had sent Jesus Christ. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face bound with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto him, "Loose him, let him go." Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, King James, believed on him. No, they faithed on him. When we operate in faith, then we are called the faithed, those who have faith in Jesus, those who are faithing in Jesus. It is faith that pleases God. And even that, faith, is God's gift to us. Even the faith of Jesus Christ. I love this chapter. Before I even knew the Word of God, I had an experience where at a young age, I was, 22 years old. And I had, one of my sisters was killed in a car accident. And when I heard, I was very angry. And even with limited knowledge of the love of God, my experience with God began that night. When in anger, I shook my fist at God and said, "How could you let this happen? If you'd have been here, she wouldn't have died." Response I got was, "She is," by God's grace, the response I got was, "She is with me. What is it that you believe in?" At that moment in time, the gift of faith from God went into operation. That message, "She is with me," brought peace in a time of great tumult, an experience which, by grace, I continue to live with even today, not even knowing it was the beginning of a lifelong relationship with God our Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's God's gift wherein we are called in this relationship with God, and His gift of faith to each and every one of His true children, of His true elected ones, of His true chosen for himself in Christ before the foundations of the world. And that's the God school for today.